Hello, and welcome to the Thrive Mindset Podcast. I am so glad you are here with me. My name is Carrie Dale, and I am your host. I am an entrepreneur, author, podcaster, manifester, and motivator. And I am on a mission to empower you to create the life of your dreams. If you are looking to uplevel your life, relationships, finances, productivity, and success, you have come to the right place. I will share with you tools, resources, strategies, my failures, and my successes that have all helped me achieve the life of my dreams. It is my goal with this podcast to help you see your potential and empower you to create the life of your dreams. So let's get to it. Welcome back to the Thrive Mindset Podcast. I'm Carrie Dale, your host. And today, wow, I'm super excited about talking to you today. Why? Because we're wrapping up this series of goal setting and really being prepared and working towards everything that you are manifesting and goal setting towards this year. 2024 is going to be flipping amazing. And this is the final piece of that for you. And we've talked a lot about goal setting, recalibrating, reflecting, and setting up an action plan. But today we're going to focus on our well-being and our energy levels so that we can be successful, so that we can strive to do our best, so that we are not burnt out. And it's ironic because as you listen to this, I am away doing that exact thing. As you all know, Jeff and I do our Triple R retreat every year, and this is the time that I'm doing that. I am doing all these things that I've been asking you to do. I am reflecting. I am recalibrating. I have come up with a plan, and I am re-energizing. So please, please, please take this to heart, because just like you, I have big goals and dreams this year, and we are all going to do amazing things. Before I really dig into re-energizing, I do want to say this. A huge part of self-care and making sure that you are taking care of the whole person is your mental health. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a counselor. So please, 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 if you are in a place that is needing outside help, please get it. Please ask somebody for help, because you're worth it. Because someone loves you, somebody wants the best for you, and you cannot do all the things you want to do or achieve the things you want or help those around you if you aren't taking care of yourself. So please take care of you first. So why is re-energizing so important? I want you to think of yourself as your smartphone. What happens when you use it all day? Well, if you're like me, the battery drains. In fact, my battery drops much faster than I wish it would. I'm often on a charger because I'm on my phone so much, which I hate to admit, but that's part of my life, part of my job, and it's just the way things go. So when you think about your smartphone and the fact that when you use it and use it and use it, how you have to recharge it, well, the same thing goes for you. Think of yourself as that smartphone. When you go and go and go, you need a moment to recharge, whether that be sleep at night, time off your devices, whatever it is. You need time each day, each week, each month, and each year to recharge so that you can work at full capacity, so that you can function at your best, just like your phone. And while I really, really do want to encourage you to get away and take time for yourself, I get it. I know that not everyone can do that. I know that, you know, we're all in different stages of life, financially and family-wise. And so I need to say this. You don't have to take a vacation to re-energize. You can do it right at home. You can do it in your neighborhood. You can do it in your town. There are things. And there's lots of different factors that contribute to you re-energizing and taking care of yourself. So let's start with some basics. Your physical well-being, right? That is number one. Drinking enough water is huge. And I know that can sound silly. And I know, I think it was, I don't remember which episode it was, but it was back in the macro one where I was talking with Sherry Lewis, and she was encouraging everyone to drink a gallon a day. And I remember at the time thinking, oh my God, how can I drink that much water? Well, let me just tell you, I was not very good at it at the beginning, but I've gotten to a point where I do it. I do it every day. And I will say that I flush the junk out of my body. My skin is better. Yeah, water is what your body needs. Your body is, I don't even remember the exact percent, 80%, something like that, water. Your body needs water. So make sure you're drinking water. Maybe it won't be a gallon, but make sure you're drinking as much water as you can every day, because water is very good for you. Also, make sure that you're eating well. And I'm not going to harp on being on a diet. I'm not going to harp on ways that you can eat. Everybody's body is different. We all need different things. None of us need junk, but some people thrive more on meat eating. Some people thrive more on not. There are all kinds of different ways. You know you and you know your body. I would just suggest that you eat and put the things in your body that are make you feel good. Don't consume things that when you're done make you drag, or maybe give you a spike in energy but then make you lull, or that make you feel like garbage the next day. Really pay attention to how your body is reacting to food and put the good things, the things that make you feel good and bring you good energy in. And lastly, with your physical well-being, you need sleep. You cannot consistently, night after night, get very few hours of sleep and be able to function at the highest level possible. I mean, think about your cell phone again. Think about your smartphone. And think about if you just put it on the charger for an hour and a half and it came in at half charge when you walked away with it again. Well, that's how your body is when you don't get enough sleep. So prioritize that for yourself. Shut your cell phones off. Shut your devices off. Shut the TV off. Calm yourself before bed. Get a good night's sleep and start the next day out recharged. Movement is another really key player in your well-being and being energized. And no, I'm not talking about running a marathon. I am a big proponent of getting 30 minutes of exercise or movement every day. And that could be simple things like stretching in the morning, going for a walk in the afternoon, going to a dance lesson, dancing around in your living room, lifting weights, whatever it is that you feel good doing that gets your body moving, that is what I encourage you to do. It is so good for you mentally and physically, and especially in those moments of stress, especially. That is where I find movement is the most helpful. I know that when I'm in the middle of a big deal that is really emotionally draining on me, that when if I can get outside with my dog and take a walk, oh, it's amazing how just 30 minutes later, how much clearer my mind is, how much better I feel, how much more excited I am to go at this than if I just sat at home and or sat in the office and dwelled on it. But moving my body, getting outside, that makes a huge difference. In that same line of thinking, there's magic in nature. Nature has a way of energizing us, and whether you think this is woo or not, there is something about us connecting with the earth that can change your energy. And we've talked a lot about how your energy is so important, and it's such a big contributor to everything you're manifesting. So if you want to change things for yourself, if you want that positive energy, connect with the earth. Get outside. I don't care if it's freezing out, bundle up, go for a quick walk. It doesn't have to be long. Now, obviously, if it's dangerous to be outside, like it has been in some of the United States lately, don't do that. But do your best to get out and connect with our earth and really feel how rejuvenating that can be. you know, gardening and hiking or just sitting in a tree can really re-energize a person. Now let's talk about unwinding a little bit. And that for me is a crucial piece of why I personally need to leave town and get out away from things. Because sure, in the evening, I can do my best to set my phone aside, to put things on do not disturb, to spend time with my husband. But to really, really unwind for myself, I have to disconnect from it all for more than just an evening. And why is unwinding so crucial? Well, it gives us permission to relax, right? It gives us permission. It's okay to take care of us first so that when we step back into things, we are the best version of us. And while, yeah, for me, I have to get away to really, really unwind, I will tell you that there are other things I can do while I'm in town once a month or whatever, when I feel the need for this and it's not the time for me to leave or go on vacation. Things like going to the spa, getting a massage, sitting in the hot tub, even simply taking a hot bath and listening to my favorite music. Those things unwind me. They relax me. Yoga does that for me. Everyone is different. Reading a book can do that for me too. Sitting by the fireplace with a warm cup of tea and a book, that will do it. Spending a day like Sunday, not doing anything revolving around work, not cleaning my house, not doing anything other than things I enjoy, those are great ways for me to unwind. So I would suggest you find at least one way to unwind every week, one way to unwind every month that's even bigger, and one even bigger way to unwind every year and reset yourself, because you will accomplish so much more when you've taken that time for you. Now, during the week, during your normal everyday things, there are also things that you can do that will really help you with your energy and help you move through that day feeling good and not burnt out. And those things would be really focusing on the environment around you. When you have time, I would tell you to look at your desk. Look at the space that you work in. Look at the space that you live in and ask yourself, does it feel good? And if it doesn't, why? What is off about it? Do you need to move furniture around to give yourself a better feeling? Do you need to declutter? Do you need to add some plants? Do you need to change the lighting? Is it too dark? Is it too cold? Whatever it is, these small little changes in the space that you live and work can make big, big differences in the way you are energized and the way you work throughout the day. And it may seem silly, but try it. Try going into work on Monday, looking at your desk, clearing everything off, giving yourself a clean space, organizing all the things, putting them where they go, and see how you feel and see how much more you get done in that space versus when it was cluttered and stacked with all the to-dos. And also remember, it's not just about the space around us, the physical space, the people around us matter too. Surrounding ourselves with people who are positive and who also understand this way of thinking, who take care of themselves as well, and who are positive influences on you is huge. It makes more of a difference than you think. I've used this story in the past, but it's been a while, so I'll use it again, which is I remember a time in my life where I have friends who I do love and I still love to this day. But I would say that we were all in a phase where we would get together and do nothing but gripe. Like we would be griping about the day, the work, kids, life, you know, everything was a complication. Everything had a bad story. And it just fed off of each other, right? That energy, it just was this constant negativity. We didn't even realize we were doing it. But I believe with all my heart that we were manifesting this constant barrage of negative things in our life. And it was when I stepped back and went, ew, like this doesn't feel good. Why am I always at so-and-so's house and we're just griping? Like, when did we lose the fun? When did we lose the joy? When did we lose all the positive energy that made me feel so good, which is what drew me there in the beginning? When did that go away? And if you love being with these people or you work with these people, I would encourage you to change that now, because the more you're around negative, the more negative is going to come. But the more positive you have, that is going to be instrumental in this year being the best year ever. Another great way for you to re-energize and take care of yourself is to have a great morning routine, one that involves time for yourself, time for you to exercise if that's when you like to do it, time for gratitude, time for you to get some inspiration, time for you to set yourself up the best way possible for the day. And that starts with doing the things that make you feel good so that you, once again, are in that positive energy mindset. And let's not forget, you need to nourish your soul, which means engaging in activities that bring you joy. So spend time every week painting or cooking or reading, exercising if that's what you love, getting out for a hike, spending time with your loved ones, spending time with your girlfriends or your guy friends or whatever, socializing. Do the things that make you feel good. It's funny because a lot of people think that I am such an extrovert. I mean, I have this podcast, I work in real estate, I spend a lot of time being social, I host great parties, like I love the holidays, I love getting all together. But the funny thing about that for me is, yeah, I do all that and I do thrive in all that. But for me to do that well and for me to function in that capacity at that level and energy means that I have to back up and take a lot of quiet time for myself too, because I am a very mixed batch when it comes to being an extrovert and an introvert. I need quiet. I need time alone. I need time in my own thoughts. I need time to just breathe. And if that's you, that's a beautiful thing. And if you are just an introvert, that's a beautiful thing too. Recognize who you are, what gives you energy, what takes your energy, and find that balance. Find that space where you can do whatever it is you need to do in the realm that you need to do it, but also step away from it if you need to recalibrate, re-energize, reclaim you and what feels good to you. I hope that makes sense. It seems a little convoluted the way I said it, but I think you get the gist that it is so important to put out the energy towards the things you're working on, but also come back inside and be calm and find the things that give you the good energy, that give you that feeling of, okay, I can go out and do this again. So as we wrap up today, and I know this was a quick one, but it didn't need to be long. As we wrap up, I really want to encourage you to pick one thing that we talked about today and try it out this week. And remember that re-energizing isn't just a luxury. In fact, it's not a luxury at all. It's a necessity. It's a necessity for you to be the best you. It's a necessity for you to work at the highest level. It's a necessity for you to manifest and succeed in all of your goals and dreams this year. And I'd love to hear about all the things that you are doing to take care of yourself. So share them with me on social media and let's inspire one another. And lastly, if you enjoyed this podcast or got something out of it, I just ask that you share it with your friends and your family, put it out on social, and I look forward to continuing this journey with you. And I will tell you that this year is going to be a big year. I have some great guests coming up soon that I can't wait for you to hear, and we're just going to continue this journey all together, be inspired, and working towards thriving in our own lives. And above all else, remember, I believe in you, and you can manifest the life of your dreams.